From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Doctors say they are cautiously optimistic that Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will survive the shooting that left six people dead yesterday and more than a dozen others wounded. Giffords was shot in the head as she was hosting a public gathering in Tucson. Alex Villick was volunteering at the event when the shooting happened.
Kind of shady-looking gentleman came up, asked me if he could talk to the congresswoman. So just like anybody else, I redirected him to the back of the line. Came back about 30 seconds later, and before I knew, he was barging through the tables toward the congresswoman, and I was about 3 feet from her. I'm just lucky not to be in the line of fire. I'm shaken to my core, and all I can say is that I'm lucky I got out of there in time.
NPR's Jeff Brady says the attack has some questioning the tenor of political debates right now.
Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik held a press conference Saturday mentioning facts you might expect, including that the alleged shooter, identified as 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner, is in custody. But Sheriff Dupnik also talked about the political conversation in the U.S.
And I think it's time as a country that we need to do a little soul searching.
Dupnik criticized what he called vitriolic rhetoric on some radio and TV stations.
And unfortunately, Arizona, I think, has become sort of the capital. We have become the mecca for prejudice and bigotry.
Dupnik never made a direct connection between strident rhetoric and this incident, but he said that while that kind of talk may be free speech, it can have consequences. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
The Pima County Sheriff's Office said early today that authorities are still seeking a man for questioning in the shooting. They say he is possibly associated with the alleged attacker, who's already in custody. Authorities describe the man as white, with dark hair, and in his early 40s. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has acknowledged China's military advances are worrisome. He was speaking on the way to Beijing, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Gates admitted China had developed its own stealth fighter faster than predicted by U.S. military intelligence, but he said it was unclear how stealthy the jet is. He also said he'd been concerned about Beijing's anti-ship and ballistic missiles ever since taking office. These could threaten U.S. aircraft carriers in the Pacific.
They clearly have the potential to put some of our capabilities at risk, and we have to pay attention to them. We have to respond appropriately with our own programs.
He was referring to U.S. intelligence in long-range nuclear-capable bomber aircraft and electronic jammers. But Gates has just unveiled $78 billion in defense cuts. He's due to start a four-day trip to Beijing, a week ahead of Chinese President Hu Jintao's visit to the U.S. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A winter storm could end up bringing sleet and snow to parts of the deep south today. Chris Hedge is with the National Weather Service.
Some places will be getting freezing rain. A little difficult to tell exactly where that will be, but the best guess right now will be over central Mississippi and central Alabama. Perhaps some of that into northern Louisiana as well.
Forecasters say the storm could bring up to an inch of ice to parts of the region, which could knock out power and make travel difficult. Travel conditions could be difficult into Monday because a hard freeze could refreeze slush accumulations. The Federal Reserve has come under a lot of criticism for its so-called quantitative easing program. But as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports from the American Economics Association convention in Denver, the Fed's number two policymaker is having none of it.
Fed Vice Chairman Janet Yellen says the Fed had no choice but to launch $600 billion in purchases of Treasury bonds in November because high unemployment and low inflation were at odds with its statutory mandate to pursue maximum employment and price stability. And she contends the program will prove effective, even though long-term interest rates have risen since it began. Citing Fed research, she projects that QE2, as the asset purchases have been dubbed, will create 3 million jobs by the end of next year, and says that without Fed action, the economy would be verging on deflation. Yellen says there is little danger of rising inflation or new financial imbalances, but says the Fed will watch developments closely and tighten credit when the time comes. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Denver.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR